Oh, gather round, you folks and kin, for a tale of Varric's mighty skin. Not steel, nor blade, nor warrior's test, but a saddle that failed to fit his quest. He marched into the leather shop, a grin so wide, a stride so hot. He slammed the counter, bold and free, said, "Leather man, ye best hear me. I need a saddle wide and grand, for these warrior cheeks must take a stand. Ye charge too much, that's highway theft. How about I flex and pay with heft?" The leather worker wiped his brow, looked Varric up and muttered how, "Your steed may carry all that weight, but this ain't cheap, so pay me straight." Varric scoffed, he laughed, he roared, flexed his glutes, his muscles soared. "Do you know who you're speaking to? This rear once crushed a shield in two. I need a saddle wide and grand, for these warrior cheeks must take a stand. They charge too much, that's highway theft. How about I flex and pay with heft?" The leatherman stood, his face unsure. Never had he met a rear so pure. But leather's coin, and coin is law. No butt, no brawn, no cheek can draw. But Varric grinned, a trick in mind, a hero's bluff, a tale well timed. "I saved this town, I fought with grace. Ye dare deny this warrior's case?" He posed so hard the rafters shook, his thigh alone cracked a wooden hook. A flex so grand, a stance so wide, the leather man gasped, his knees buckled in pride. "Fine may win, take what ye need. Your legend's worth far more than greed." And so with pride the deal was sealed, a saddle fit for glutes of steel. Oak Ridge halls of Varric's might and mighty falls. Not all fights need blade or brawn, some are won with cheeks full on.